a reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 6, The Glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. And we're continuing to read verses 14 and 15, which have very extensive purport, several pages long. Maya Yache Duya Sa Nimita Upadana Maya Nimita Hetu Upadana Upadana Purusha Ishara Aiche Vimorti Aidea Vishva Srishti Kare Nimita Upadana Nana. Translation. Just as the external energy consists of two parts, the efficient cause, nimitta, and the material cause, upadana, maya being the efficient cause, and pradana, the material cause. So Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, assumes two forms to create the material world, with the efficient and material causes. Let me just read that again. Just as the external energy consists of two parts, the efficient cause, nimitta, and the material cause, upadana, maya being the efficient cause, and pradana, the material cause, so Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, assumes two forms to create the material world, with the efficient and material causes. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead assumes two forms to work with the efficient cause and to work with the material cause. Maya is the efficient cause. Basically means the illusory energy or potency of Maya Devi, and pradana or matter, the material elements, are material cause. So in order for all this to work, the Supreme Personality of Godhead assumes two forms, and those two forms work with these two causes of the material creation. So, already part of the purport has been covered. We will continue on from where was left off last time. So, this purport, at least this part of the purport, in fact, the great majority of the purport, is a translation of a section of Srila Baladeva Vijayabhushan's commentary on Vedanta Sutra called Govindavasi. Just verbatim. The whole purport is about 7 or 8 pages, and about 6 or 7 or thereabouts are just straight translation of a certain part of his commentary on Vedanta Sutra called Govindavasya. And we are in the middle of that right now. So let us continue on reading it. What we are reading is from that commentary of Baladeva Vijayabhushan. The Sankhya philosopher accepts 3 kinds of evidences, namely direct perception, hypothesis, and traditional authority. When such evidence is complete, everything is perfect. The process of comparison is within such perfection. Beyond such evidence, there is no proof. There is not much controversy regarding direct perceptual evidence or authorized traditional evidence. The Sankhya system of philosophy identifies three kinds of procedures, namely parinamat, transformation, samanvayat, adjustment, and shaktita, performance of energies, as the causes of the cosmic manifestation. Well, it is a very complex philosophical explanation of these rather complex philosophical topics. So, try and listen carefully. So then Srila Prabhupada speaks. Srila Bhaktivedanta Jibhushan, in his commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, has tried to nullify this conclusion because he thinks that discrediting these so-called causes of the cosmic manifestation will nullify the entire Sankhya philosophy. Materialistic philosophers accept matter to be the material and efficient cause of creation. For them, matter is the cause of every type of manifestation. Generally, they give the example of a water pot and clay. Clay is the cause of the water pot, but the clay can be found as both cause and effect. The water pot is the effect, and clay itself is the cause. But clay is visible everywhere. A tree is matter, but a tree produces fruit. Water is matter, but water flows. In this way, say the Sankhyans, matter is the cause of movements and production. As such, matter can be considered the material and efficient cause of everything in the cosmic manifestation. Srila Bhaktivedanta Jibhushan has therefore enunciated the nature of pradana as follows. So, we will again be reading now Bhaktivedanta Jibhushan's commentary, where he's addressing these subjects. But basically the point here references made to the Sankhya philosophers. There are two types of Sankhya philosophers. One type are devotees, and they are headed by Lord Kapila, who is described in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and who is an authorized incarnation of the Lord. So he is enunciated a type of Sankhya philosophy. Sankhya means to enumerate, literally, to enumerate. In other words, to take any given thing and then analyze it in terms of its different components. And therefore the Sankhyite will end up with X number of things which are the components, and that is his conclusion. This is the conclusion of the Sankhya. And therefore, in that sense, if such a person was to analyze water, then his conclusion would be two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. That is like a Sankhya perspective on what is water. So, the Sankhya philosophers, well, they're the atheist Sankhyites also. And to confuse matters, their Acharya, founder Acharya type person, also has the name Kapila. So just to confuse matters, just imagine if there were two Prabhupadas. than they were teaching things which were really quite sort of similar in a certain sense, but in detail quite different. And everyone was going around saying, well, Prabhupada said, you know, you could easily get lost unless you really knew what Prabhupada said, the real Prabhupada said. So now in this case we have these two Kapilas, and they're both presenting Sankhya philosophy, analyzing reality as we see it, and they come to, well, in terms of just the basic analysis of the what are the components, their conclusions are very similar. There are, how many, what is it, 20, how many? 20-something. 25? The atheists say 25, is it? The atheists say 26, who said that? And the theists say 27, then. Or is it 25? 27. He says 27. So let us continue on that basis. The atheists say there are 26 component parts, culminating, or the final one, is the soul. And then the theists say that there are 27. The first 26 are exactly the same as those of the atheist Sankhyaites. But then there is an extra one, 27, which makes the big difference. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the fundamental analysis in terms of component parts. But then how it all works? How it all works? Well, mainly because the theists, Sankhya philosophers, accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the atheists do not. Therefore, mainly for that reason, their analyses of how all the parts interact and relate and work together, in other words, how reality is functioning, they differ greatly because the theists accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead is behind everything, and nothing, be it a material cause or an efficient cause, nothing can function independent of the Supreme Lord. And actually, which, if you switch that around, nothing can function without the Supreme Lord. Then, you switch it around and say, the functioning of everything is dependent on the Supreme Lord. So therefore, any analysis of material causes, in other words, essentially the ingredients, and efficient causes, how the ingredients are interacting and different things are occurring within the world, which is composed of the ingredients. So the theists come back to the point that it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matter is only the material cause. Inasmuch as matter is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the efficient cause, in other words, how everything is functioning, is also only going on because of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore we cannot see either of these two parts independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the atheists, of course, their analysis, which is very briefly presented here in a nutshell, at least of how it works. They, because they are not accepting the Supreme Lord as part of the whole picture, therefore they are attempting to understand material and efficient causes in terms of simply that matter is doing things. Matter has some capacity. And so what did Prabhupada say here, putting it in a nutshell? Prabhupada talked about a clay water pot, that you could say that the clay, that the water pot is the effect and the clay is the cause. But actually the water pot is only clay anyway. So therefore the clay is both cause and effect. As you can see, this is very delightful philosophy. Very blissful. The brain, get the brain operational, something, I don't know. Or maybe sort of spin the brain around it. But this is the analysis of the they are impersonalists actually, but here specifically they're atheist Sankhya philosophers. Yeah. And in their attempt to put this whole concept together, it's not just as simple as that, but there are further divisions of cause and effect. It's not just cause and effect, two separate, two individual things, or maybe even just one thing. But there are different divisions within cause and within effect, and so on. So, their next stage of analysis is that there are three kinds of procedures. First is parinama, transformation. That matter transforms itself. There's no God doing it. It is just matter that's doing it. Sri Sri Radharana Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sri Gurudeva Ki. The Kavasi Raja Ki. No one's going to think it's Kavasi Raja. Then, so first of all, there's transformation. Then, Samanvayat, adjustment. Things don't just transform, but they adjust in particular ways. And then Shaktita, then when they are adjusted in specific conditions, then they perform. They do things. Like on an ongoing basis, they have fixed functions within reality. Not that they're just transforming, and that's all they do. But in the course of transforming, they achieve certain states, specific states. And in those states, they do things. So Chaitanya explained here that Baladeva Jibhushana, in his Govinda Vasya commentary on the Gata Sutra, he has given this extensive commentary, and there's lots more too, even which is not quoted here, there's just plenty. Govinda Vasya is big. It's big. So, he has attempted to defeat the entire atheist Sankhya proposition by pointing out how this whole concept of cause and effect, or material cause and efficient cause, this whole type of subject. He is trying to point out how their idea of how these things, what these things are and how they're functioning, he's trying to point out that that idea is defective and in that way discredits their entire philosophy from A to B. This is just one part of it. This is not the whole Sankhya philosophy. This is just part of the Sankhya philosophy. It is multifaceted. It's like the sort of... Well, Srila Prabhupada said, Prabhupada talked about his preaching to defeat different arguments as being like the fighting of a karate expert. Interesting analysis, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said the karate expert tries to find the weak point in the opponent, and then he just attacks that. And when the weak point is smashed, then the person goes down, cannot continue their finish. So Prabhupada said that my preaching is like that. That I find the weak point, the weak point, and I work on it until the person is dead. Philosophically. Yeah. So like this, Balabhadra Jivushan is trying to do a similar thing. There are many weak points, but here as well, this whole concept of cause and effect in the material realm. Material cause, efficient cause, and what comes out of it all. So he's taken this and he's working on it. And his idea is that if he shows that this thing is just wrong and it has no sense, it is mistaken, it is foolishness, then everything else of that atheist Sankhya philosophy which is connected with this, it's all by definition, it's all just going to fall to pieces as much as a house which does not have a proper foundation after a period of time, even though the rest of it may be constructed very nicely. But in due course, the rest of it will collapse because this essential, fundamental part, foundational part, is not there or is extremely faulty. So this is the idea. So let us continue reading Balabhadra Jivushan. So, Balabhadra Jivushan has explained what is the nature of pradhan as follows. What is pradhan? Pradhan is the material cause. Pradhan is the material cause. So he has analyzed, and the thing is that clay is part of pradhan, really. It's an effect produced from pradhan. Material nature is inert, and as such, it cannot be the cause of matter. Neither is the material, nor as the efficient cause. So he has taken it back a further step, that you cannot even say that pradhan is the material cause, or in other words, the source of the elements. It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Seeing the wonderful arrangement and management of the cosmic manifestation generally suggests that a living brain is behind this arrangement. For without a living brain, such an arrangement could not exist. One should not imagine that such an arrangement can exist without conscious direction. In our practical experience, we never see that inert bricks can themselves construct a big building. Simple point. Yes. So, just like the water pot and the clay. The clay, the Sankhyans say, can be understood as cause and effect. Cause and effect. But it cannot really be the cause because does it have any brain? So therefore, his idea is that the atheist Sankhyans, there, because they think that clay has that capacity to manifest the particular effect, the water pot. Therefore, he thinks that their brains are like clay. They have clay for bronze, which is probably true in a subtle way. The example of the water pot cannot be accepted because a water pot has no perception of pleasure and distress. Such perception is within. Therefore, the covering body or the water pot cannot be synchronized with it. Sometimes, the material scientist suggests that trees grow from the earth automatically without assistance from a gardener, because that is a tendency of matter. They also consider the intuition of living creatures from earth to be material. Just like little creatures, as soon as they're born, they immediately, or very, very soon afterwards, they get up and they start running around. Yeah. So these people think that this intuition, this idea, which comes like the horses apparently and the cows, they do like this. They just get up within a very short time and they're mobile after having been born. So, the atheist Sankhyans then think that this intuition, this inspiration, this understanding, which they all have, all the horses when they're born, all the cows when they're born, they all have the same inspiration to run. And they do it almost immediately. This is something which is just coming from matter. The matter is speaking and saying, run. Just stand up and move your legs in a certain way. But such material tendencies as bodily intuition cannot be accepted as independent, for they suggest the existence of a spirit soul within the body. Actually, neither the tree nor any other body of a living creature has any tendency or intuition. The tendency and intuition exist because the soul is present within the body. In this connection, the example of a car and driver may be given very profitably. The car has a tendency to turn right and left, but one cannot say that the car itself is matter, turns right and left without the direction of a driver. A material car has neither tendencies nor intuitions, independent of the intentions of the driver within the car. The same principle applies for the automatic growth of trees in the forest. The growth takes place because of the soul's presence within the tree. You know, which is also an interesting point, which is that it's not just that the theists accept the Supreme Lord as an extra component in reality. That is not the only difference. But also the atheists regard the soul as having different capacities to what the theists understand the soul to have. So therefore they don't even say that it is the soul which is making all these things happen. The theists say that ultimately it's the Supreme Soul, but the atheists don't even say, even though they accept the soul as existing, that they don't even say that it is the soul which is doing these things independent of the Supreme Soul. They say it is just matter. And the soul being non-material, it has no real sort of role in the whole procedure. That's another tricky little thing. Sometimes foolish people take it for granted that because scorpions are born from heaps of rice, the rice has produced the scorpions. What do you mean? So watch out next time you open your bag of rice. It may be a scorpion produced from the rice directly. The real fact, however, is that the mother scorpion lays eggs within the rice, and by the proper fermentation of the rice, the eggs give birth to several baby scorpions, which in due course come out. This does not mean that the rice gives birth to the scorpions. Similarly, sometimes flowers are seen to come from dirty beds. This does not mean, however, that the beds give birth to the flowers. It is the living soul that comes forth, taking advantage of the dirty condition of the bed. There are different kinds of living creatures. Some of them come from embryos, some from eggs, and some from the fermentation of perspiration. Different living creatures have different sources of appearance, but one should not conclude that matter produces such living creatures. So this is still not a conclusion. The example cited by materialists that trees automatically come from the earth follows the same principle. Taking advantage of a certain condition, a living entity comes from the earth. According to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, every living being is forced by divine superintendence to take a certain type of body according to his past deeds. There are many varieties of bodies, and because of the divine arrangement, a living entity takes bodies of different shapes. When a person thinks, "I am doing this," the "I am" does not refer to the body. It refers to something more than the body, or within the body. As such, the body as it is has neither tendencies nor intuition. The tendencies and intuition belong to the soul within the body. Material scientists sometimes suggest that the tendencies of male and female bodies cause their union, and that this is the cause of the birth of the child. But since the Purusha, according to Sankhya philosophy, is always unaffected, where does the tendency to give birth come from? So, going on to a slightly different perspective. Any comments or questions?
No.
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.